Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
It will be Sheridan's basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Kaitlin Howard will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets the ball from the official, throws it into Henry, and we are back underway. Now ball goes over to Morris. Morris thought about the three. Now she's going to drill down towards lane. The pass loses the ball off the off her own leg. I thought they were going to say off the leg of a Lady Bomber, but it says off her own leg. So that's going to be a turnover against Sheridan, their third of the day. 7:51 left to play in this third quarter. Mounts home gets the ball back, leading 20-17. Emma Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Sheridan, a man-to-man defense. Martin drills to the right side, throws it to Foreman at the low block. Now kicks it to Husky near the free throw line. Back over to Martin on the right side. Martin will take the screen, pull up it just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is going to be controlled by McElroy, and back comes Sheridan. Henry throws to Morris on the right side. Thought about three, now throws it down to Henry in the corner. Henry will drill out to the wing. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Now Henry goes up to between the circles and sets up the offense. Yeah, gives it back to Morris. Morris has it up at the top. Morris will drill to the left side. Now throws it up top. Now Morris gets it back from Blair Casey. Now Henry has it up near between the circles. Over on the right side, it goes to Howard. Howard throws it up top to McElroy, over the left side to Casey. Now up top to Henry. Back over to Casey. Now back up top to McElroy, over the right side to Howard. Howard's going to drill down into lane. Almost had the ball knocked away from him. Now gives it to McElroy. McElroy puts up the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Now slows it up. Throws it down to Foreman on the low block. Now tries to throw it to Penn. Now Penn will give it to Gilbert near the right corner. Gilbert's going to drill to lane, tried to throw it to Foreman, went out right off her face, and Sheridan comes up with the steal. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Casey going down towards lane, but well before her shot, she's going to be fouled from behind. That's going to be on Emma Martin. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 6:09 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 20-17. McElroy will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, throws it into the backcourt to Morris. Morris will walk it back across the timeline. Now is going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup, rolls around and goes in. Diamond Morris now double figures with 11 points. Boy, she's hard to stop. And it's a one-point lead for Mountain Home all of a sudden. 5:49 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Thought about three, now takes a screen. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Good. Peyton Husky with 8 points, 22-19, Mountain Home leading it. Five and a half minutes left to the third quarter. Henry into the front court for the Lady Jackets. Tried to throw it over to Howard. She passes a little bit out of her reach, and it's going to be an unforced turnover against Sheridan. That's their fourth of the day. 5:21 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by three. Emma Martin will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Almost mishandled it, but Gilbert takes the screen. It's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. And rebound's controlled by Morris. And now she has the ball knocked from behind, but a reach-in foul is going to be called, I believe, on Foreman. That is Anna Grace Foreman's third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Emily Payne. 5:05 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 22-19. Howard inbounds it to Henry from the far sideline. Henry will walk it into the front court. Now gives it back to Howard on the right side. Howard dribbles down towards the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Kaitlin Howard with 8 points. Back to a one-point lead for Mountain Home, 22-21 our score, 4:45 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Tate drills to the right side, gets there to Husky. And now an offensive foul, an illegal screen called against Ann Grace Foreman. That is her fourth foul. That is costly. That is her fourth foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home, and their ninth turnover of the day. Anna Grace Foreman is going to have to take a seat, being replaced by Addison Yates. And Blair Casey took a seat for Sheridan. And before we continue play, Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:37. Let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 22-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, for Sheridan during the timeout, I believe Blair Casey took a seat, and she's being replaced by Cassie Martin. Mountain Home leading 22-21. But Sheridan has a chance to get their first lead of the game on this possession since they led 2-0. Ball goes up top to Casey, led by Henry. 4.5 minutes left to the third quarter. Now Morris has it on the left side. Now she's going to throw it back to McElroy down in the lane for the layup. Good, and Sheridan goes back on top. Brianna McElroy with her. With 4 points on the day. Here is Payne back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws it down to Penn. Now up top to Yates. Yates is going to pull up for the three-pointer. It rolls around, will not go. And Morris gets the rebound. And back come the Lady Jackets. A little over 4 minutes left. Sheridan with the ball leading by one. Now ball goes to Henry. She's going to dribble between the circles. Kate Gilbert's waiting to check back in for Mountain Home the next available time. Henry drills toward the right side, throws up top to Morris. Now back to Henry. Henry takes the screen from Morris, drills to the right side, now gives to Howard. Howard will drill down towards the corner. Now kicks it to McElroy. Over on the left side now goes to Cassie Martin. Now Henry has it once again. 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Henry drills between the circles, goes over to the right side now. Throws it up top to Morris. Morris going to drill down towards the lane, pull up for the jumper. No good, may have been partially blocked. Offensive rebound for Cassie Martin. She will throw it out to Howard on the left side. Back to Cassie Martin. She's going to try for the three-pointer in the corner. Good. Cassie Martin with her first 3 points of the day, and all of a sudden it is a four-point lead for Sheridan. 26-22 our score. 3:03 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin with it up top. Now gives it to Husky right there between the circles. Husky will throw it to Yates in at the left elbow. Throws up top to Martin. Martin's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Penn. She kicks out to Payne. Now Payne will drill down towards the lane. Now tries to throw it out to Yates. Passes well wide of her. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home's 10th turnover of the day with 2:39 left of the third quarter. Kate Gilbert's going to check back in, replacing Emily Payne. Now Sheridan gets the ball back, leading 26-22. Well, it's kind of unraveled a little bit for Mountain Home. This is a good Sheridan team. You don't want to let that happen again. Henry into the front court, gives it to Morris. Throws it to McElroy at the right elbow. Now back to Henry on the wing. Henry's going to drill down towards the corner. Going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And offensive rebound for Cassie Martin. She throws that down to Morris. Morris going into the lane for the layup. No good. Another offensive rebound for Sheridan. And they're going to set back up. Cassie Martin throws over to Henry on the right side. Now Henry will dribble up to the top. A little over 2 minutes left of the third quarter. Sheridan with the ball and the four-point lead. Ball goes over to Cassie Martin. Now up top to McElroy. Over to Henry. Down to Cassie Martin. Her layup no good. Mountain Home dodges the bullet there as they get the rebound. 1:52 left of the third quarter. Emma Martin into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Husky takes the screen. Now throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin, Emma Martin on the left. Emma Martin takes the screen, now throws up top to Penn. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to go down into lane, going up for the layup, no good. But a blocking foul is going to be called, and Kate Gilbert will go back to the free throw line with 1:28 left to play in this third quarter. Cassie Martin picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one against Sheridan here in the second half. So Kay Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 6 from the free throw line with 3 points. Now gets the first one here, so it makes a one possession game once again. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Gilbert's second shot is up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back, throws it to Penn. Pulls up for the jumper. Will not go. And this time McElroy gets it. Boy, oh, just some shots just won't fall sometimes. Here's Henry with it on the left side. 1:15 left to play in the third quarter. Sheridan with the ball, leading 26-23. Ball goes over on the left side to Howard. Down to Morris on the low block. She's going up for the layup. No, partially blocked. And Kate Gilbert comes up with the rebound. Less than a minute. Let's play in this third quarter. Gilbert's trying to get it across the timeline. She has Morris right there on her. Now a foul's going to be called in the backcourt. Much to the dismay of Sheridan coach Jamison Ingram. That is Diamond Morris's third personal foul. Team foul number two against Sheridan here in the second half. 53.4 seconds left. Mounts home inbound on the far sideline, trailing by three. Martin takes the pass from Husky, walks into the front court. They may try to hold for the last shot of the period, or not. Ball goes over. Martin dribbles over to the left side. Now goes back up to the top. 30 seconds left. Martin still dribbling near the half court stripe. Trying to make sure she gets some distance between her and her defender, Howard. Then Martin dribbles to the left side. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Her pass was actually thrown nowhere except to the hands of Henry. She's going into the lane for a layup. It's going to be fouled from behind, and two shots coming up for Casey Cassidy Henry with 10 seconds left. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. That was their 11th turnover of the day. Henry's first free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the day. Claire Denny's going to check back into the game for Sheridan, replacing Diamond Morris. Second free throw for Henry. No good. She gets one, two, and Gilbert gets the rebound. 9 seconds left as Gilbert gets into the front court. 5 seconds. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. 3 seconds. I don't know if she knows how much time's left. Now Gilbert's going to go up for the running jumper. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Kate Gilbert with the running jumper draws contact, and so she's going to go to the line for the three-point play with 0.4 seconds left. Cassie Martin picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number three against Sheridan, and Gilbert does get the free throw. Cuts the margin to a point, and I don't think Sheridan's going to get a shot off. They will not, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Sheridan leading Mountain Home 27-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!